Hi everyone, this is Carly on Flash and Radio. Today is 4th of February. And by this time, I think, because this is the girl thing, so by this time, I think I've already come back to Japan. Aww. But this one, like this month's old radio show, is actually recorded in London, because I am now in London. And like it's been a long time, right? Because we started the radio show together, me and Koichi. And always he was there, and but he, you know, somehow moved to London, and then I was doing this with Tetsuro for a long time, but today, and Koichi is doing a recording stuff, so I'm kind of like a really, you know, I really missed you so much. What the? No, nothing. For you, like, you don't feel anything, like, because maybe we usually talk a lot on the meeting, yeah, I know. But still, it's a shame, like, you don't feel the same as I do. Okay, anyway. Right, okay, this is this year's first, my monologue. And that means I have to introduce my recent favorite song. And I was thinking to introduce Japanese songs, but then to be honest, I haven't listened to Japanese music recently. So I just don't have any like recommendations from Japanese music industry. Well, I shouldn't say this because I am promoting Japanese musicians, so I shouldn't say this, but as my taste, as my favorite thing. Well, recently I listened to Hozier a lot, and this Jackie Ann Wilson is my most favorite song of him's. So I'm gonna set the link and in this subscription. Always I can't pronounce it as well. Anyway, I'm gonna put that, so could you check it if you're interested in. And yeah, today's first song, this is a very important one, you know, like even I listen to this, I'm gonna introduce your newest song, which is called Heartland. So slow typing, enjoy it.
Come, it's men or God, you choose the side. Ryan Radio.
Welcome back to Flash on Radio. That was Stereotype Inc. with Heartland. I really hope that you guys liked it because it's, I don't know, it's like a really good song, I think. And when I heard that song the first time, I thought like, oh, I really like this song. And then they are now making a new album, which is maybe coming soon. I really hope so. So yeah, I hope that I can introduce more of their songs at some point. Mm-hmm. Okay, my monologue. So, as I am in London at the moment, I was thinking to introduce, maybe it's gonna be a good opportunity to introduce what is the differences between Japanese culture and like British culture, for example. I mean, which means in Japanese version on this Tuesday, I introduce how I travel usually, like how I pack my stuff and how I get ready for the long flight. But I think it's because usually Japanese people don't travel a lot. And even they go to like a Guam or like Hawaii, and then I think they usually don't have like a long flight. So, but I think in Western culture, like people, it's so like a typical for everyone to travel a lot, so I felt like maybe it would be very useless things to talk in English. Me and Koichi and Kenji just talked about we should talk on this radio show. Even this is my monologue, so we said like maybe it's gonna be good if we can tell people that when you come to Japan, what is exactly gonna happen? Which means like what's gonna happen in the restaurant and how you can order, or like about the smoking things and a typical Japanese culture things, I guess. So I'm gonna try to introduce this kind of Japanese culture this time. I don't know if it's useful or not, but I hope there's just, you know, if some people planning to come to Japan, then obviously you will see this fact. So yeah, right, so what's gonna be the first thing to tell? Well, what do you think? What is the most biggest, like a surprise in smoking thing? Yeah? I don't know. Because I don't smoke, so because I don't smoke, that's why maybe it's a big problem in Japan, that if you don't smoke, then you will realize that in Japan, like in every restaurant or bar or wherever you go, like in venue, everywhere, people smoke inside. It's not usual in Western cultures, but in Japan, like it doesn't matter which cities, like in whole Japan, like people smoke even if it's inside. Some like some restaurant and bar, they how to say, nandaro, hebateru,
smoking.
They separate the space, for smokers and non-smokers. So some, you know, in some places you don't feel like it smells of smoke, but then in bars or venue, or even in karaoke box, it smells smoking all the time. So I don't know. I don't smoke, so I'm too sensitive. But usually when I wanna have food, like a dinner, lunch, that I don't want to feel smoke because otherwise I can't enjoy my meals. But that is happening in Japan and everywhere. So maybe it's good for smoker, I don't know. It's because you don't, I don't know, what do you think? I don't know. Maybe it's good for smoker because they don't have to care, like they don't have to go outside to smoke. But
it's clean, isn't it?
It's clean.
You know?
Yeah, if you don't smoke inside, yeah, that's clean, but
I think because I've been away for a long time now,
mm.
so, but you know, when I'm there,
mm.
I noticed like the streets clean a little before.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't smoke anymore. You know?
Yeah, I know.
So probably it's annoying for smokers that way.
Yeah.
Because you can get fined, right? You can get fined for smoking on the street, especially in a, like a Shibuya, that kind of central, right? So it can be quite annoying for smokers.
That is true. And yeah, also when I came here this time, I realized that like because it was like the first time because I've already lived here for like a long time, so I've already knew that the custom that people smoke on the street in here. I mean, in London, but in Japan, like if you smoke on the street and walking, then people are gonna try to maybe stop you, or sometimes it could be like arguing, because people believe that that's really, how to say, not rude, but like kind of like it's a not good thing in Japan, and also it's dangerous. So people in Japan, like usually people don't smoke on the street. Like they just smoke inside of bars or restaurants, or they're like a smoking area around the station. So people go there and just smoke. Well, I think, I don't know which is convenience for smokers, but because I don't smoke, I don't know. But I think that's a big maybe surprise for smokers if you go travel to Japan. I don't know. Personally, I prefer Western culture about smoking, so because I didn't have to smell it. And as I already said, like when I have meals, I don't want to feel any smoke or smell. So yeah, sometimes it's really annoying and irritating. Yeah, like that. Okay, so about smoking, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it, I think. Okay, so, okay, today's second song first. This is my friend Martin's new band, which is called Dead Shapes. They started, like, I don't know, when was that? Like, quite recently, I think. But this band is really good, I have to say. And I went to their first gig yesterday, actually. That was really good. I really had a really good time. And this song called 100 Times is my favorite song. And I felt like, oh, maybe I can play this song on my radio show because I really liked their first gig. So I just hope that you guys enjoy it as well. So, okay. So this is 100 Times by Dead Shapes. Enjoy it.
You rose, you
of Virgin Radio. That was Dead Shave with 100 Times. So, what do you think? I really like this song, and then, I don't know, it's like sound of their, you know, them is really powerful for me, even there are just three of them. And I don't know, I don't know how to say it. It's so good. It's like a combination of each player is so good, and then, well, I don't know, it's like, I don't think like this is just like, how to say, like a new fresh band. So, well, unfortunately, maybe they are not gonna actually know anymore because Martin is coming to Japan. So, but I really hope that they just keep doing this. Yeah, because I want to see him again. Right, okay, so Japanese culture. What did you say first? Come again, sorry. Like another thing. Wi-Fi. Okay, so yeah, there is no public Wi-Fi in Japan. But Starbucks.
There is, but not that many compared to, you know.
Yeah, compared to London, there are not many. So it could be a bit difficult.
I always get dongle from Wi-Fi dongle from, you can pick it up from the airport. And you can drop it off at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite cheap, actually. Usually.
Is it?
Yeah, usually I hire it, like rent, you know, hire it like for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Cost me something like 8,000 yen.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite cheap.
You know, most of the major cities are fine.
Okay.
But I think I lost signal somewhere in Tohoku somewhere, really in the middle of nowhere, like in the mountains and stuff. Mm-hmm. But mainly, you know, you're okay.
So if you could like Tokyo, Osaka, or like a big city such like that, then
recommend.
It's not gonna be a big problem. Okay, alright. But yeah, that's true, but there is no public, I mean not there, yeah, but I mean there are, but just very limited, and it's kind of difficult to find, like in maybe Starbucks or Apple Store.
McDonald's?
Apple Store, yeah. They usually have Wi-Fi.
But McDonald's.
I don't know about Japan, but in this country, like I can get the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I mean, in London.
In London. There's
many
places. You know,
yeah.
Such as, actually, even in pub and cafe,
Most of places. But I think we should change that because, you know, there is an Olympic in Tokyo 2020, and then I expect that more tourists will come to Japan, but if there are no Wi-Fi, then that's gonna be a problem. Yeah. So if you come to Japan, then obviously I think we recommend you to get like Wi-Fi thing. Yeah, portable. Mm-hmm. And that would be easier to travel around. And what else? Like
Escalator.
In London, like people stand on right side, but in Tokyo, only in Tokyo, people stand in left side. But in Osaka, it's the same as London. So maybe I think only Tokyo. I don't know. I haven't traveled much around Japan, so I don't know about, like, in Tokyo, people just stand on right side. No, not left side, sorry. So you have to be careful about that. And what is, on trains. Yeah, you said, like, in London, yeah, people use mobile phone. I mean, like, a call. Even they make a call on train. But in Japan, no one does that. Yeah, like no noise. It's so quiet. And even like talking voice, like people think that's very noisy. So I don't know, it's because Japanese people are like under so much stress. So, but I kind of understand that because I usually, you know, I'm working in Tokyo, but I'm living in Saitama. So I take like an hour, almost a 2-hour trip every day So that is very important for me. So I can read or I can sleep. So I prefer like a quiet moment. But yeah, sometimes I feel like it's too much. Some people are very quiet, so you shouldn't. It's not like a band, but you shouldn't make a call when you are on a train or even bus. Yeah. So, I think it doesn't matter. I mean, like, you can do that, but if you do that in Japan, like, people would think, like, oh god, they don't know our rules, and then, or something like that, and then have like a bad impression about the foreigners. So, and I really don't want them to do that. So, I just, you know, I need to tell this. I need to tell the truth. Yeah.
They give you a look.
Yeah, like that kind of really mean look. So, but it's just a culture thing. So, just, you know, like, who knows about the rules in, like, local rules in Japan. So that's why, yeah, you know, this is good to tell about this kind of things on my radio show. And what else? Like, you have to be careful about this. Do you guys have any ideas?
Traffic signal?
Traffic signal? What do you mean?
I mean, you know, in London,
yeah,
normal people almost doesn't care about which, you know, cars.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But
oh, yeah,
in
that's
Japan,
true.
People, you know, basically wait
until that turn blue. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
That's it.
But it's really like, what was it? Like a London, you can, you know, people. Even policemen, they just cross the street. Like,
yeah, that's true.
But I think, where was that? I think that might be in Sweden, like Stockholm.
Mm-hmm.
You can get fined.
Really?
By doing that, people basically don't do that. I thought so. There was some in Scandinavia.
Is that because of, I don't know,
maybe.
In Japanese people like making rules about everything.
Oh,
so if you do something like irregular, people think you're crazy or you're wrong.
Yeah.
Even it's your responsibility that if you get a traffic accident or not through passing across without the signals. But you know, I know. I mean, like, I understand what you mean. Yeah. Well, that is true. Then anything else?
I think we should tell more positive things.
Anything about Japan? Yeah, that is so true. Toilet. Yeah, there are so many toilets in Japan. So
and high quality.
Yeah, and clean and. It's true because it's very difficult to find toilets in London. So sometimes, you know, like I go to the pub only for using toilet. I don't order anything, just go there to go to toilet. But in Japan, yeah, there are so many toilets, like in every stations, like the public ones, and yeah. That's true. So that's a good thing, right?
Let's see.
And it's always clean.
Clean.
Mm-hmm. How about a good thing about Japan? What's a good thing about Japan? I don't know.
Cheap food.
Yeah. Food is cheap?
Cheap food.
Mm-hmm.
Food is just so cheap down there.
Compared to London,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
it is
definitely.
True. It's very cheap. And convenience store is very useful.
24 hours.
Yeah, they open 24 hours. So anytime you want to have, you want to get food or like anything,
tricks.
You don't have to worry about that. The vending machine.
Vending machine.
Yeah, like every 10 meters or something.
Excuse me, you can buy basically literally everything.
Everything,
right?
Yes.
I think you can buy everything now. Even like what? What was that? Okay. I think there was a services on a motorway.
Mm-hmm.
you can buy takoyaki from the vending machine, yakisoba, or everything basically.
Everything, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And some vending machines sell snacks as well, like chocolate and snacks and cookies. And it's really useful. And
yeah, I remember when I was younger, well, when I was a teenager, there's a vending machine which you cannot see inside during the daytime.
I think I gotta watch it.
But you can see
through
during the night.
I know, what do you mean? I think, yeah.
I used to, you know, sneak out my house like around 11 p.m. to buy something.
Because it's kind of like, you know, you feel the embarrassed to buy it in the store. So it's very good for you guys, yeah?
Oops.
Some people know what I mean.
Just guess.
Yes. Yeah, so it's very useful.
Very useful.
Yeah. If you go shopping in Japan, then you will realize that then about one thing, for example, shampoo, there are so many like various kind of shampoo in Japan. So we like, how to say, like to have like many choices about everything. So I don't know, it's kind of difficult to pick up one. Sometimes it's too much or too, so many choices. So, but it's a good thing too. あとなんだろうね。That's it? Like main things which you have to be very careful in Japan is like that, like smoking and training.
It's not common, you know, you can pay by card.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You don't need a cash rate.
Buy ticket on the train and, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Like some like a big station you can buy tickets by credit card or debit card, but usually in Japan, people don't use credit card. Mm. Like only when they shop something big.
Yeah, that's actually important. Like,
because
I only have British, like English, like bank cards and you know, credit cards. So, normal banks, like, they don't take credit cards or debit card. Mm-hmm. So if you wanna cash out, you have to go to 7-Eleven, post office, or Citibank.
Oh yeah.
You can't get any cash from normal banks.
That is true.
And then my bank, I need to let them know in advance. Like I'll be away, I'll be in Japan for, you know, 3 weeks, da da da. Otherwise they'll, you know, buy, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very important. So without money, people can't do anything. So it's a very difficult, important thing. So if you come to Japan, then obviously it's better to just bring cash, or you have to kind of like
your traveler checks always safe.
Yeah,
it's just annoying, you know.
I know.
And as you said, there's no cash points, you know, along the street.
Yeah, that's right.
Only in
convenience stores.
7-Eleven's everywhere, but you know, it's better. Yeah. Oh, and also JR Pass.
Like JR Pass.
Well, Japan Rail Pass it's called. So basically, if you are, I think European at least, you can buy this like a Japan Rail Pass. So basically, you can buy from 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You know, valid. And you can jump on a like a Shinkansen, you know, JR related kind of public transport. You can just, you know, jump on it as many times as you want. You know, so I usually get it and then I jump on the Shinkansen and then just, you know, travel down to the south and north and everywhere, but still, you know, I don't need to pay extra.
Wow.
Yeah. So which is very good, you know.
Really good.
You should get it.
If you come to Japan and stay along them.
Yes.
Right, okay. See, like there are so many good points about Japan.
Good point.
Good point, yeah, I know. Okay, so it wasn't a monologue. I actually had a conversation with you guys. Like, it was really fun. Thank you. And then, yeah, if you want to ask any other questions when you travel to Japan, just find me on Facebook, or you can put comments on our Facebook page or whatever it is. I don't know if I can answer it, but yeah, just be careful. Yeah, that's it. Like, even in Japan, like, it says country, but so many like differences between maybe your culture. So you just need to Google it first. Yeah. Right, okay, so that's it. So yeah, it was not a monologue. Because I'm so happy to be here, so I mean, this is kind of like a quite limited chance to talk to you guys and face to face, so that's fun. Right, oops. I'm sorry. No, I'm not gonna broke your mic, so it's and this version radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese, and Thursday we speak in English. I talked about my style, how I travel usually in Japanese version on Tuesday. So if you're interested in, please check it as well. Okay, so I'll see you next week again. Bye.